Thank you for calling customer support. Sissy Angela, how can I assist you?
Hi, and are you the, you're basically the life qualify and the national qualify, correct? Is that the
The
basic?
Life Qualify and the National. There are a couple other companies that have a payment gateway similar to that. Let's get your zip code, see if we have anything in the system.
Sure, it's 54135.
Your name?
It was for Daryl Bezdavka.
All right, and the address.
W2256 County Road VV Victor Victor in Kashina, Wisconsin.
All right, thank you for that. I do have an order pulled up, and how can I assist you? This is going to be with the CCW certificate. We're certified CCW.com.
I had talked to somebody maybe a month ago, maybe a month and a half. I didn't call things. I didn't write down the date I had the conversation. But my husband is 81 years old. How this happened that he filled this stuff out, I don't know. And then I talked to somebody because I kept getting this $19 on my credit card, and I couldn't figure out what it was until I – and it's for some kind of training, person told me, and they said, oh, he received a PDF to train. And I thought, you know, my husband's 81 years old. He don't know how what a PDF is from here to, you know, Timbuktu. So this person that told me that this would all be canceled out and we would get a rebate on our credit card. And I was given a cancellation number. And so far, the total was $161. And I got $38. So I'm just wondering what's going on here.
$38. Now, looking at the account here, there was a refund on the charges of $19, $19, $19, and $55.
Okay, well, I've got two of the $19 ones, and that was it. I didn't get any others. I'm just wondering, are these being processed or?
This cancellation took place on the 9th of April.
Okay.
And so the majority of the account was refunded up until, except for $30 for taking the test.
Okay.
Because the initial charge was $85. And then there was a sign up for the online firearms training portal, which gives you additional training with a handgun. And that was $19. So the initial charge was $104. Then there was an automatic renewal on the online firearms training portal. Every 30 days up until March, you gave us a call on the 9th of April. All of the $19 charges were refunded, and the $55 of the $85 was refunded.
Okay, because I can tell you right now, he wouldn't know what a portal is, a PDF or anything. He doesn't even own a damn handgun. That's when I seen this, I couldn't figure out what it was, but we were traveling and I wasn't getting these bills as fast as I, you know, I was having, just paying them, but I have not received the 55. If he has to pay the 30, I guess that's part of it, but the other, and there was only two $19 ones on the credit card, so I want to make sure, are the other coming through yet, or they haven't been processed? Or?
Well, this was back in April, so it should have hit the car by now.
No, it didn't. As a matter of fact, I just got those yesterday. I can't tell you exactly when I got it, but it was on this last bill I just got, that it said there are two $19 credits, and that is the extent of it.
Okay, have you spoken to the card company about that?
Have I talked to the card company?
Yes.
Is that what you're asking? I haven't talked to them lately. They were the first people I called when this was all going on. And then they gave me your number and just said, try to work with this company before we try to do something. And that's why I called you directly, and whoever I talked to was, okay, on April 13th, on April 9th, it looks like there were two credits, and they were processed on April 13th, both for $19 for a total of $38. Those are the only ones I have on here.
Okay. Well, they're refunded on this end, and you should have received refund emails to verify. So
he did not. No, he has not gotten. No, that was something else they said I would receive, and I've been checking the email account that he has, and there is nothing on there either. Nothing even about the $19.
You checked the spam? Because this is back in April. It has debo62@yahoo.com.
No, I haven't checked any spam. I didn't think to.
But you saw the two $19 ones come through, and that's it?
Yes, those are actually, they were actually a credit on this month's billing that I just received, that I just got from MasterCard.
I'm not sure what happened, because actually the person that you spoke with last month was me. The
okay.
notes on here are in my under my name.
Okay.
And let's see. It is showing as refunded. There's like a refund on each charge, except the first one has like a $55 refund,
no,
which is the $85.95 charge.
Right, and that's the one, I mean, that's what I thought, you know, when I wrote it down, is that you said that this would come and this would come, $55, and then you said the charges, which I had written down, and then I kept looking at that, and I thought, okay, well, then when I first seen it, I picked up on it, and I looked at it, and I thought, well, why are there two and not the 55? It was the biggest one, obviously, and I don't know what happened, because you even gave me a cancellation number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sam, once we refund it, there's the money is no longer with the account. So I would suggest that if you haven't spoken to the card company about that, to see what happened, because it should be on the account at this point. It usually go back to the card within 3 to 5 business days. But it's showing as refunded. That's the first thing I noticed when I pulled up your account, that each charge had a refund on it. And the first one, the $85 charge, had a $55 refund on there.
Correct. That's what you had mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said, okay, then there would be $85, and then you said the $19 ones. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, well, I guess I will call our card company and find out what's going on there then, because that's all that showed up. So I will try and, you know, do something on this end here. So, what is your name again? I'm sorry.
This is Angela.
Angela. Okay. Well, I'm going to give them a call and see what if they have found something that's going on there then.
Okay.
Okay.
Have them give us a call if need be.
Okay.
They can call us on three-way or a conference call. They call it a conference call. But you can have them give us a call. We can go over that.
Okay. Okay, fine. I will work on that from this end. And thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.